Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45. And guys, what is going on with people these days? I think everyone needs a little boost. Wouldn't you say, Professor Eric Medina?
Low energy, kind of stuck in those bad habits. You know, sometimes even going backwards a step.
Dude, I hear it, man, right now. Everyone's just saying, man, I'm struggling financially, physically. People's appearances are dropping. People are just slowly motivated. They're all talking about, you know, all these problems that are going on with the financial system and blah, 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 and hard times. Guys, these times make the best times, man. I look at these times like, holy shit, this is my time to shine, bro. This is to see what Colt's really made of. Mm-hmm. And that's why I get up every morning. I'm like, all right, I'm pounding pavement. This is double the work. Man, when shit gets harder, I get more motivation.
You rise up to the challenge.
I don't know if it's because of my history. I don't know if it's a Marine Corps thing. I don't know if it's a... I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah, but you don't back down.
Challenge.
This is the time to level up.
Bro, these are the times that really make the future you, bro. Mm-hmm. And if this is not the most motivating time, because this is the hardest time in the history of our country, this is probably the best time. This is the time that's going to make or break you. These are the times that are going to change you, okay? And I'm going to give you guys some ideas, okay, on like what helps me and what's helped me change, okay? And I ain't out of the woods yet, all right? I still got a lot of things that I deal with, but applying these very basic principles to who you are and especially your online presence will take you from A to B, mm-hmm. okay? And I know you're doing a lot of the same thing online, and I see it.
Yeah, cool. You know, I never, you know, we talk a lot, but I never feel that you are where you want to be. But you're always like striving for that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're trying to chase that future person that you could be, mm-hmm. right?
But I never see you take your foot off the gas either. You might slow down, but like you're stacking, you know, and you keep going. We were even talking about like other stuff that, you know, to do for the company today that didn't exist like a month ago.
Right.
You know, so like these are like, it's definitely, it's cool, but like, you know, all around, like things are difficult. And you brought up financial, like, yeah, like I've had like almost a rough financial summer. I could see myself like almost out of it, but like I had to dig deep.
I ain't feeling shit.
Right on.
You know why? Because things are a little different, I can tell, mm-hmm. but I don't accept it. Like in my brain, I don't go, I just need to do double the work to get the same number. Like that's how I think in my brain. Okay, cool. I need to work 3 times harder, 5, 6, 20. That's cool. I'm good. Because that's who I am. Like, I don't take what the world's showing me. I'll figure it out. I'll do 6 times the amount of work. And I'll still take care of my kids. And I'll still pay all my bills. Like, I'll mm-hmm. figure it out, bro. Mm-hmm. Because just in my eyes, like, I can't fail. And that gets me to my next point, which should hopefully help you guys, is you got to understand, okay? And this is, if you want to change and you want to feel like, okay, how do I get past my emotions? Well, first, you have to accept that you're an entity, okay? Stop thinking that you're a human being, like just on this world to feel human emotion, okay? Once you figure out that you're an entity, almost like a presence that's like gifted from God, you know, and you're a calling and you start paying attention to your conscience and listening to the things that it's telling you and following that door instead of repelling it, right? Then you're going to start seeing change. That's when real change occurs. That's when change occurs for everybody. Because if you believe that you're some sort of like an offering, you know, like a presence, and it's not up to you anymore and your feelings as to what you're going to do. You have to do it. You have to show it. You have to be out there motivating people. You have to be out there rising above to show them what needs to be done. You have to show them the leadership role. You have to show them the positioning that they need to be in for themselves. And it's not for you, it's for them, right? And I've talked about this a few times, but now more than ever, we need people like that. We need people that are willing to step out of their comfort zone, rise above, understand that they need to be the offering that they've always wanted to be for themselves and others, okay? Mm-hmm.
We need leaders.
We need fucking leaders.
Leaders bro. At home, leaders in the community, leaders in the grand scheme of the nation.
Yeah. When you offer yourself as a vessel, something changes. When you decide, you know what? I'm going to be the vessel. I believe that's me. I believe that I'm the, what is that called? What is that where you feel like you're the light, you're the person that is going to change whatever it is in your circle.
I don't know, man, but like now
what is that called, Robert? You don't know? I don't know. The vessel.
You're going to be the shot caller.
The shot caller.
Hey, that's whatever. We're going to go that
that's
way.
That's what it is, uh-huh. Man. You're the runner. You're the leader. You're the guy that everyone's looking up to, or woman. Okay. We need women too. We need women to be there for their ladies.
Dude, okay? If we were to say you're the man, that encompasses it.
Correct.
You know, but a lady can be like that alpha man too.
I don't care what you are, man. I don't care if you're an alien. You need to be that of your people, mm-hmm. Right? Of whatever your sector is. Okay. Whatever you believe in, that's your people, right? Those people need you. They need to see that it's possible, bro. They need to see that what you're doing is possible. They can do it too. You're struggling too? Yeah, I'm struggling. Who the hell isn't? But that's what makes it fun. Struggling is what makes us better. That's what makes us believe more that we can have more is when we struggle. Right? Because if everything was just giving to you and it was just given to you on a silver platter, like, would you appreciate it?
You would think like you deserve it. You know?
Yeah.
We don't ever
want to feel like we deserve it, because then what happens to us?
You become complacent. You become a whiner. You like think everything, you develop entitlement, and all this could be taken away. You know, we live in the best time that any human's ever lived. And, you know, people and in the richest country. So we always have that ability to be better, but it does take a lot of work. And it doesn't happen overnight, and if it doesn't happen on the time frame that you think it should happen, then you start to question everything and you start to like point fingers and stuff, or blame everybody else, blame the economy, instead of going inside and, like you said, becoming that vessel, working 5 times, 10 times harder. And you said something too that was kind of cool, like, you know, like you become a vessel, like almost like a spirit or something. And then we were just chatting, like, oh, like you're not even human anymore. A human being has limitations. It has like trauma. It has limited belief. It has to be fed. It has to rest. But this Superman you become doesn't. It has no weaknesses. It just keeps going. That's mission accomplishment.
But why does it keep going though?
Because it has to.
Why?
You know, it's like a train. Like as it picks up steam, like it just keeps going. You accomplish one little habit, one little goal, and then you get power for the next one and the next one and the next one.
What about self-transcendence?
Self-transcendence, man, like if you're becoming that 2.0 version, that 3.0 version.
You have to transcend self. You have to give yourself. You have to give yourself to everybody else. It's the only way, guys. It's the only way. If you're in that boat where you're like, man, well, Cole, what do I do? Start by tomorrow figuring out a schedule. I've said this before. Get a schedule together. Make sure it includes a physical, a mental, and a spiritual thing. One thing, just start off with one thing a day that supports those things. And you create habits that instill and influence those things daily. Okay. And then add on to those things daily. Okay. Our inner work is the only way that we can eventually get to a point to where all the outer work starts coming to fruition. It just becomes a thing. But it's all about our inner work. Our inner work is the person that people ultimately believe in, ultimately support. If you're trying to be, you know, someone that runs a company or, you know, an employee of something, you know, you have to be someone that people look up to in some sense, and they believe in you and they trust you, right? Well, how can people trust you? Well, people can't trust you if you're not real. So I guess my next subject, authenticity repels fake, okay? So your true authentic self is going to repel any fakeness that you might think is inside of you, right? Mm-hmm. All these motherfuckers online that are showing, oh, all these smoke and mirrors, you know, everything's perfect. I block out most of those people. That's not real shit. That doesn't connect with me internally, emotionally. You know, the people that I follow are the people that had trauma in their life. Those are the people that I look up to. The people that have had trauma and some sort of extreme, you know, thing that they've overcome and they've overcame it. Like, those are the people I'm fucking proud of, man. I'm like, dude, I did the same exact shit. Mm-hmm.
You see yourself in them. You relate to them.
I relate to them, bro, mm-hmm. because you that's real.
You draw power from them.
That's real life, bro. Mm-hmm. Your smoke and mirrors, your perfect life, you know, the house you think you live in, but you really don't. That's just an advertisement, or the car that you lease out that you can barely afford. I don't care about all that shit, bro. You know what I care about? I care about what you did in your past and how you overcame it. That's what I care about. How did you better yourself? How did you better everybody else? How did you do that? Because I want to know. I want to know what you did so that I can then help myself, right? Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That's what I believe. And I think that a lot of us relate to that because we all struggled in something, some more, some less. But all of us have emotional trauma that we've dealt with in the past. You're best to help the person you used to be. That's something that I love to preach to people that say they're struggling. I'm struggling. I can't do this. I can't do my life. Oh, I had, you know, a dad that was locked up in prison and blah, 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 and all these other things. Cool, bro. How did that make you feel?
Be the person that you needed when you were younger.
Correct.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And that's a very admirable goal. That makes you feel worthwhile. And yeah, you do. Even in the podcast, you spread this message, or your employees, you spread it. You know, you spread it to me, I spread it to my students. Mm-hmm. But that is like a very, like, you know, we don't really get anything out of that, but the community rises, you know, and now I'm more aligned with myself, with like-minded people. You know, I could put more hours in the job because I enjoy this. Whereas, like, if you are not thinking of that next level, you're just trying to satiate yourself. I'm just thinking of dinner. You know, I'm just thinking of sleep. I'm just thinking of
yourself.
You know, yes, myself. You know, things that the body needs.
So you're saying that selfishness, you're talking about just being selfish.
Yeah, a leader is not selfish.
No, they're selfless.
Self. In the Marine Corps, the officers are the leaders. They eat last.
Correct. Yeah.
Dude, I
forgot about that.
A leader eats last, dude. You know,
why do they eat last? Like, what's the whole reasoning behind that?
Why do they eat last? I don't know, but I'll tell you, like, right now, like, as a business owner, like, I get paid last. You know, everything else gets paid. The rent, the employees, like, the vendors gets paid.
I like that.
If there's anything left over, like, that's for me.
Same with our families, though, right? Kids eat first.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But why do we do that? Because we're selfless. If you're selfless, then everyone eats before you, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the motorcycle clubs, it was a thing that they used to always say. It would say, you got to be able to serve the table before you can sit at the table.
I like that.
And it took me a while to catch on to what they were saying, and I never understood it. And there's so much trust given in the beginning of those things. And the reason why is because they want to make sure you're actually able to serve, right? The brothers, the friends, you know, everyone together. They want to make sure that you can take care of each other. Because if you can take care of each other and you could take care of them and you're selfless for them, then you're going to fit right in, because that means that you're not selfish. That means you're not about yourself. Because the last thing someone wants to do is partner up or have a partnership or a friendship or even a relationship with someone that's just completely about themselves. Those people are dangerous.
Yeah, that's a lonely life too. That's like a narcissist almost.
Right. So if you're not about yourself, then what are you? If you're not about other people, then what are you about? You're yourself. About what's better for you, which means that you're going to fuck me over if the time comes.
You're only in it for yourself.
Right. And if you're going to screw me over, you're going to screw over my family, the things that I've worked for, and I got to try to have a relationship with you and invest time in you, then I want nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, cool. Like,
relationship-wise, friendship-wise, doesn't matter. You want nothing to do with selfish people. Selfish people,
they're only going to take from you.
They're only going to take. Right.
And they're going to keep taking.
Right. And what do they end up taking?
Your time, your energy.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Energy.
Energy. Energy vampire. Yeah.
Right. And they're just sucking your blood. They're just sucking it. And you eventually run out of blood to give, right? Why not keep most of your blood and then give it to people that are going to be bettering themselves? People that want to be selfless, but that just don't know how. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Like we have to be the deliverers of the message. Mm-hmm. The message is the whole point of this podcast. What is the message, right? You got to be your true, authentic self. You have to be an offering, a person that has some sort of overbearing feeling that there's a calling to yourself. And you have to figure that out in a way that you can deliver it to the world, right? Because ultimately, you being an offering is you making change, right? People still think that the shit we're talking about is an education issue. A lot of people think like, oh, I need to learn more and blah, blah, blah before I do anything. And it's like, no. It's not an education issue. It's an application issue.
I see what you're saying now.
Right? An application is applying. Mm-hmm. A lot of you motherfuckers think the same shit. Okay. You guys think that you're waiting for some miracle to happen before you do something to save yourself. Mm-hmm. Where's the education? Someone needs to tell me what to do. It's not about what to do. It's about what you're not doing.
Taking action.
Exactly. Action repels anxiety. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before. If you motherfuckers are sitting on your ass just thinking about who the hell is going to save me, ain't no one saving you, bro. Nobody's saving you.
Nobody's going
to save your own ass, bro.
Nobody's going to call these clients. Nobody's going to get these leads. You know,
no one's going to get out there, bang on doors. No one's going to walk into it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to lift these weights. Nobody's going to eat this rice. Like, you know, there's other things that go. Nobody's going to read these books.
No. What people need to do is they need to become a part of what I'm going to start moving forward with is called the frontline crew.
The frontline crew. Okay.
Yeah. We're in the front, bro. We're putting ourselves in the front. You ever thought about like the 300? Remember that movie 300?
Yes.
Remember when Leonidas was out in the front? Was he ever in the middle? Was he ever in the back of his troops?
He led from the front.
He led from the front, bro.
He was a king.
Was he standing in the front without a sword? Ever?
No.
Never. Or whatever the thing is. The spear. Uh-huh. Was he ever out in front? Dude, that dude was a savage. Mm-hmm. Because in his eyes, leaders lead from the front. He was always before his men. He would have died before his men. He would have died and given his life before any of his men did. And why do you think his men were so strong? Why do you think they were all willing to die for Leonidas?
Because they felt that. They knew that.
They knew that, bro. Mm. They knew that he was selfless. He was never selfish. Not one time did I ever get that feeling in that movie. And I know it's a movie, but that's a real thing that actually happened. That whole equation, that was back in the day. Like a lot of that is like real time.
The Battle of Thermopylae is famous. And, you know, there is even the statue right now. Or you go there today, is a statue of King Leonidas and his Brave 300. Like a leader, like they're like in history, like they're always the ones that like stand up, follow me. Like, I'll show you the way. Even like go religious, like Moses, right? I'm going to leave the Jews out of Egypt. This is like, it ain't easy. You take all the ridicule, all the risk, right? Up front, you know, work your butt off. And then who knows how it's going to happen. But that's that little bit of... I don't know. Like I keep thinking leadership, but you brought like vessel, you know, and like, oh, like how do the two work together? And like, I find like when you're on your mission of being your authentic self, you do have like a lot of like energy and you start to see little ways to win or pull things closer to you, you know, and start to, and people will come into your life that like, oh, like I was missing somebody like that. You know, and like now we're on the same path together. You know, I also look at like a leader by his crew. Like what kind of crew do you have? Like a crew of like, you know, I don't know, like, are you guys bandits? Are you outlaws? Are you guys out there in the community doing good? Like, is this like a soft crew? Like, let me see the leader. Oh, he's a weakling. He's hiding behind somebody. You know, here you step on the mats. Like it's me. You got to go through me. I set the tone. Sometimes somebody will stop in, maybe even a new student. And you say like, okay, like you want to sign up, but like on the flip side, hey, what are you bringing to the crew? You know, because you're joining us as well. So a lot of times I'm looking like that, like how can I show, maybe not verbally, but through like nonverbal cues, like how does a leader walk? You know, how do they hold their head? How do they address the room? You know, we've been around people like that have that crazy magnetism. You're like, oh, shoot, the man is here. You know,
you can feel that, right?
Feel it. That's hard to describe. You know, That's that like that alpha, that charisma, you know, but you, that is not something fake.
What are those traits?
To be able to command a room, to command themselves, to have discipline. When I think of like an alpha, like it's not a soft body, not a pudgy dude, you know, somebody that is like a warrior through and through. But that is also our culture. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think of a leader when I see a leader as someone that's just like physically strong. I don't see that. I don't see a leader as someone that's like generally taller or like a really big guy.
Okay.
I don't see a leader as any of those things. When I look at somebody, I look at a few things. I look at how they're showing up to me, and I can feel the energy exchange just by the presence in the room. Like I'm so sensitive to energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they approach me, the first things that come out of their mouth are exactly what I see and hear. And I take that and I take it as like, okay, can they size me up? Do they have more power than me? And literally within the first sentence or so, I can feel the presence. And if I'm like, okay, I'm competing with this dude right now, okay, for a stronghold, I'm competing.
You guys are doing jiu-jitsu.
Like, yeah. and not even that. Like sometimes even jiu-jitsu is all mindset, right? If someone looks at you, you know, but I think it's more of like an emotional thing is what I'm trying to get at. I think emotionally, if they're emotionally sound, and their speech is correct, and they produce like a really good pronunciation, and their confidence is key. Like they're there, like they're looking at me straight in the eyes. You know, they look like they're shit squared away, like they're ready to go. You know, no matter what, like I'm gonna look at them as like a presence to be reckoned with, right? That's what I see when I try to like see a leader, right? Okay, is that's a potential leader right there, right? So I guess what I'm trying to tell to you guys is how your presence is, how your speech is, how you produce the image of yourself, confidence-wise, emotional-wise, is 100% key. We've talked about confidence in the past to be a huge driver of your future. The more confidence that you have, the more people are willing to just hear you. If you're weak in your mind because you haven't realized that you're an entity to be reckoned with, then I think people like put you off to the side. Oh, it's okay. I can step on you. I can just squash you like a little bug and I'm going to put you to the side. No. That shit ain't happening with me, bro. No. This is how it's got to be. Most people emotionally want to follow. Most people want to follow. Most. I would say a big majority of the world wants to follow. They want to be led, okay? Not everybody's a leader, but you can be a leader in your own world. You don't have to necessarily be a leader amongst the people. You just have to be a leader amongst your people, right? Your people as in like your family, right?
It starts at home.
It starts at home. Lead your kids. No one ever said you had to lead a, you know, a platoon of 25 dudes or that's, whatever, hey, you know?
It's hard enough to lead my dog on the walk in the morning when she's going crazy, you know? Yeah.
Right. Lead your dog if that's all you have in your family. What I'm trying to get at is lead your people. Whatever your people is, the people that you cherish and value the most that are so close and dear to your heart, protect those people at all costs and lead those people through your authentic self. Don't be fake to the world. Don't go out there saying that you're going to do all these things and then don't do them.
Yeah.
Don't go out there and just repost pictures of somebody's house that's not yours if you're, you know, selling real estate or something. Like, don't do that stuff. Post the stuff that's yours. Be authentic. Be the real estate agent, and I'm just using real estate agents as an example. Be the real estate agent in my eyes that's like, hey, I just, you know, I got a house this month. You know, this is it. You know, like, I want you to be funny about it. Like, be real. You know, like, if this is your only listing, be like, this is my only listing so far, looking for more. I'm working hard, guys. You know, like, I would respect that so much more than, like,
that is
posting like 20 houses that aren't yours or somebody else's to seem like, oh, I'm going to fake it till I make it. No, don't do that.
Yeah, Cole, that's not the best. You know, I understand where that comes from, but like you need to have the experience to do that first. Yeah. Like,
because it just promotes like insecurity. And I'm not even saying that about just that field. I'm talking like I see it with contractors, you know, and stuff like that, where they're like, I got some that I'm following and they're posting, you know, construction. You could tell it's not their cameras. Like they don't have high quality cameras and they're posting other people's reels and stuff. And it's like, what are you doing? Are you showing like how it's supposed to do? Like, why don't you do that yourself, bro? Why don't you show a skit of yourself? I would respect you 10 times more if you put the camera on a little freaking holder in front of you and then showed me how to drywall a wall. Mm-hmm. I would 1,000% respect you way more, and you would earn me as a follower, and I would follow you to the end. If I saw you working your ass off, just trying to make it real and authentic, right? Your true authentic self is the only thing that's going to save you in this life. It's the only thing that's going to heal you. It's the only thing that's going to not make you worried or clog your brain. You know, you got to be your true self.
Yes.
Don't be something you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Because people won't want to follow that. People respect seeing your story start from the beginning all the way through to the end.
If let's say your authentic self, 100%, right? And you start doing stuff that takes you out of that. You start going 90, 80, 70. You lose your powers too. You're no longer walking with your conscious congruency. You're deviating from the path that you set out on. You know, you're becoming human again. Dropping back to bad habits, vices, letting people in your ear, crying that you're tired, all sorts of stuff, you know, that was the past you. But the vessel like keeps going. You know, when you wake up, do you have the most power for your day, or do you get it later on?
I get it later on.
Get it later on. Okay. I too get it later on, but like I have to like get it going first. You know what I'm saying?
So I tell myself in the morning when I wake up, this is your day, Colt. This is your day, bro. Okay, yesterday was another day. We're going to do 1% more today than you did the day before. 1%. Okay, that's it. Just a little bit more, Colt. Okay, we're going to push ourselves. Because 1% over 100 days is what?
100%.
There you go.
Right?
So that's how I think.
Okay, I get that.
So I think, okay, tomorrow, Colt, it's going to be 1% more. Today was a shitty day. Everything went to shit. But guess what? Tomorrow's a different day. And literally the flow of the day can rise almost like a heartbeat chart. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how it is. So if you're having a bad day, you just got to understand that the next day is different. You got to understand that the ways change. You wake up in the morning, I wake up in a negative state. So when I wake up in a negative state, I tell myself, Colt, this is your time. This is your day. You're the offering, bro. Get your fucking ass up and go fucking take on the world right now. Get up, go do your fucking burpees, go to the gym, get out there. You got kids to feed. You got three little girls that are looking up to you, okay? And if you ain't gonna do it, who the fuck is, bro? My oldest daughter ain't got a mom around, okay? She's got nobody to show her leadership, okay? I have to show leadership. My girls rely on me for that. Because if I ain't gonna do it, who is?
Nobody.
Nobody. And then what are they gonna do?
The world's gonna grab them, chew them up.
No, I'm gonna show them the qualities because I am the stopper. I am the gatekeeper. I'm the one that decided that I'm the one. And you gotta decide that you're the one. You're the one in your life that's going to make the changes going forward for the future for your family. Mm-hmm. Okay. All the shit that happened to your family in the past, my family's overweight. They all have diabetes. They're all struggling financially. They could barely make their bills. I didn't want to be that person. I was the one to break the history. I'm the one. That's what I tell myself. Colt, you're the one. You're the one, bro. You're the one with the toughest past, and God led you down that path because you're supposed to heal everybody else. That's your job. I put you through all that bullshit so that you can now heal everybody else. Now you can take on a whole new life. You can lead your kids. You can show them what a real man is. And then you can fucking make it to where they find the men that are going to be healed. I don't want my daughters to find unhealed men. I don't want my daughters to see a man like me that was torn and broken and then go through three different marriages or, you know, three different relationships and, you know, have different kids with different mothers and struggle with that. Mm-hmm. I'm not struggling anymore because I accept what I did and I forgave myself a long time ago. I forgave myself for my dad doing what he did, okay? And I made amends to that. I mm-hmm. cleared my conscience with
you
that.
You've overcame a lot.
I've healed. Yeah. Okay. I'm not completely healed. We're always in the process of healing and we're never going to be truly healed because trauma is always going to be something that's there. But trauma doesn't control me anymore. That's the difference. And I want to make sure that I am the calling. I am the offering to my family. I'm sacrificing my life to change for the future of the Curtis name. My daughters will continue their lives individually and they will be healed. That's my goal, is to have healed, untouched, pure daughters that go out and they find families and they find guys that treat them respectful that love them, that are healed. I don't want them to find guys like I was 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. Okay. I don't want them to find guys like that. That matters to me more than my life as it is right now, because I am the motherfucking sacrifice. I am the sacrifice. This will end with me. It's the way it is.
Right on.
Got anything else?
No, dude, I appreciate this episode. Like, I try to fire myself up too. And I know being a leader is a lot. And sometimes I'm like, I don't want it. But I know that nobody else is going to drive the boat like I'm going to drive it.
But you know what, bro? You're an offering. Mm-hmm. I see it. The way that you do what you do for your kids, the shit that you do for free, bro. I see all the shit you do. It doesn't go unnoticed. Why do you think you have a following that you do online?
Thank you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, people don't just follow you because you're another black belt. People follow you because you're different.
Yeah. Sometimes we like attribute like the other things we do outside. And it's like, yeah, I got to do that. Like, this morning I had a meeting at the police station. Like, you know, there's other things that I do in the world. But being a black belt kind of helps me do that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
Gives you the keys.
It does.
But just because you get to the keys to the house doesn't mean you're going to make the inside look
pretty. No, bro. And then there's other things that happen, right? There's so many other things, but it's a good guideline, a good set of principles that have served me well. So I try to tackle everything with the strategy that I've been taught, right? Somehow, some way you can make a little win or a big win. Mm. How can I make a big win, you know, in the things that I do and the people that I deal with?
I think you're already winning, bro.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
But look, you have to educate me, right? This is like you power me up and now I go out on my day. and however, whatever happens, boom, I face it head on because I have that power now, you know, and everybody needs that. This is more like more of a philosophy podcast sometimes, you know, like ways to think, ways to better yourself. Talk about physical fitness, yeah, but you know, changing your mind is the hardest one. You know, you say sometimes you wake up in like a negative state, like by default, like that sucks. I'm the same way. I have to get my morning routine, like get up and going. But I know one day, like I won't have like a long routine. It'll just be boom. I'm ready to go. You know,
I agree.
Remember in boot camp when they would just throw trash cans, wake up like, oh, like time to go. Nobody cares about your feelings then. Nobody cares about like your morning routine. You know what I'm saying? It's just go 100 miles an hour. Be the, you know, you better not be the last one out.
Slow progress. Slow progress, steady progress will win the race, right?
Yes, sir.
1,000 times over, guys.
Slow is smooth, smooth is fast.
Right?
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. Other than that, guys, get up. Get after it and get some.